this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLive.com. Bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and the first movie is Eat, Pray, Love, starring Julia Roberts, and everything changes when she starts a whole new life after her divorce, and she travels the world to learn how to really eat, pray, and love.
I used to have this appetite for food, for life, and it's just gone. I want to go someplace where I can marvel at something. I'm going to Italy, India, and I'm going to end the year in Bali.
I love you, and I'm proud of you.
Now, the most amazing thing about this movie is that it's based on a true story. It's not Julia Roberts' story. You know, she's just an actress, but it really is someone's life story. And here's a little secret. Us girls, this is a fantasy come true. You know, not that we're looking to leave husbands or our lives behind, but geez, what an experience. Eating all wonderful things in Italy, learning inner peace in India, and finding amazing love in Bali. That all sounds amazing. You know, come to think of it, maybe I should have been a gypsy. But then I would have had to sell potions or something to make ends meet, and that sounds like too much work. So I'll just stay in this reality and live vicariously through this woman's life. So if you haven't guessed yet, yep, this is a bit of a chick flick. So get the girls together and check this one out if you want to see a journey you can only dream about. Now onto another movie this week, and it's Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Michael Cera, he's trying to find his way in life when he meets the girl of his dreams, literally. But first he has to conquer her 7 evil ex-boyfriends.
Mr. Pilgrim! I'm Ramona's first evil ex-boyfriend.
What?
We're fighting over Ramona?
Didn't you get my email explaining the situation?
I skimmed it.
Mm-mm.
Okay, yes, it is true I'm not exactly 20 years old anymore, and I do spend a lot of time watching movies and don't have a lot of spare minutes to read comics or play video games, and I'm using all that as a huge excuse why this movie made me feel completely ancient and inadequately knowledgeable of all things Pac-Man-ish. This is one quirky movie, in a bit of an entertaining way. Took me a while to get over being all disoriented by the living in a graphic novel feel of this movie. I kind of got used to that and let myself be entertained by the characters, and boy are they characters. All way over the top, way lazy, super serious, or big time jealous. All did a great job, and the one thing I couldn't get over, though, all the girls going crazy for Michael Cera. No offense, Michael, but that's just a little hard to buy. For those of you out there looking for something really different and could use a couple hours pretending you live in a video game, this one could be for you. On a Movie Night Traffic Light, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.